You know, it's not easy doing what I do. It's easier being a DJ, and I've decided to become a DJ.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming what you think you're doing is pretty pure.
Well, I wouldn't say pure, because I think I embrace all of the darkness and kind of garbage of life, if it were. But I certainly wouldn't call myself a DJ, you know. I'm a sonic bard. I'm a doorway, a philosopher king, a fog wanderer, a monkey wrench, a warrior poet, a pocket savior, a gutter snipe, a paladin of the lost hour, a night dancer on the ruined balustrade of the forgotten citadel of impossible secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 50 more. That's like the intro to the show.
Okay.
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, that was the band Foxygen with their song San Francisco, San Francisco, from the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. Is that right? Peace and Magic, yeah, from earlier this year. a lovely, that chorus, the lilting San Francisco. I love that so much. And I was in San Francisco this weekend. I foregoed eating turkey and having Canadian Thanksgiving to go to the Northern California. And it was lovely. It's a lovely place to visit. I recommend it. Got to see some comedy, went to a movie, and saw some bands, and did lots of eating. It was a very fun weekend. So that's why I played that song on the top. And I've got a couple of other San Francisco-related songs. If you're familiar with the show, you know I'm a big fan of the music scene in San Francisco. Unfortunately, there were... Well, the OCs, kind of the ambassadors of the garage rock in San Francisco, played in town last night, but I missed it. There were a ton of great shows last night. Crystal Stilts played at the Electric Owl. Melt Banana played at the Biltmore, and the OCs played with the Blind Shake at the Rickshaw. And I had a CITR board meeting that went late and didn't make it out to anything. 0-3, no good. But I'm sure they did a great job. We're going to play a song by, well, I'm going to play a song next by the Bare Wires. They are now most, or the main guy, Matthew Melton's now known as Warm Soda, or he plays in a band called Warm Soda. But a few years ago, his band Bare Wires put out an album called Artificial Clouds. They are proudly from Oakland, California, across the bay from San Francisco. And this is the song Oakland Nights. Here we go.
I love braids. Did you know that they are coming to Fortune Sound Club on October 22nd? With guests 100 Waters and Kodak to Graphs. Tickets are available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, Beat Street and online at TicketZone.com. Ooh-ya, just listen to that dog.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
That was Sunny and the Sunsets from a compilation released a couple of years ago called In a Cloud, New Sounds from San Francisco. And this is an excellent compilation, including the OCs, Fresh and Onlys, Ty Siegel, The Sandwiches, lots of great San Francisco bands. Before that, we heard another track from that record. It was Hannah and Raven from Grass Widow with their song Beehive. Sonny Smith, who is the leader of Sonny and the Sunsets, is putting together a similar comp that's going to come out at the end of November. It's called I Need You Bad. I like the cover a lot. You can, if you Google up I Need You Bad, Sonny Smith, there's a great Dracula-inspired cover. And this is going to have Warm Soda. It's going to have Sunny in the Sunsets, Earth Girl Helen Brown, which is a Sunny in the Sunsets side project. It's going to have Little Wings and The Sandwiches, all sorts of great stuff. So go check it out. It's up for pre-orders right now. You can order it in limited edition slime green vinyl. Cool stuff. Before that, we heard the band Old Light from Portland. I happened to see Old Light when I was in San Francisco. They were a lot of fun. They were opening for Kelly Stoltz, who's a member of Sunny and the Sunsets and an accomplished singer-songwriter in his own right. And they were great. It was sort of arena rock done by three guys that kind of looked like Bob Ross, the painter from PBS from the 80s and 70s and earlier. It was very fun. I hoped to stay for Kelly Stoltz, but earlier in the night, a Red Sox fan bartender and I had celebrated the David Ortiz's Grand Slam, and I was I was feeling very sleepy at that point, so I caught Old Light and then I had to go sleep. But it was a fun night, and Old Light are a lot of fun. They have a new 5-cassette release out on Curly Cassettes. I don't know anything about that cassette label, but if you look it up online, they have a whole bunch of stuff streaming, and they were a lot of fun. Hopefully they make it up here sometime soon. And then at the top, we heard Bare Wires from Artificial Clouds from a couple years back. That was the song Oakland Nights. Oakland apparently is where all the cool stuff is happening now. That's what I hear. I didn't make it over. I was only there for 3 days, but yeah, next time. I really wanted to see a baseball game, but the cursed Detroit Tigers knocked out the Oakland A's, so I didn't get to realize my dreams. Enough of that. Next up, I'm going to play a song called Videotapes by a band from Portland called Blouse, and I do this in honor of Independent Video Store Day happening this Saturday, October 19th. I guess in response, I guess, to the success of Record Store Day, video stores have teamed up, and they are they're having a big day to celebrate video stores, which are much more under threat than record stores, it seems. Not a lot of video stores left, but there are two excellent ones that I'm a big fan of. One is They Live on Main Street, Ben Jacques' video store, also a live music venue now. They've been hosting a lot of shows, so they're great, definitely worth checking out, Main and 28th. And then also my beloved Black Dog Video. I worked there for a number of years. Darren, the owner of Black Dog, is a very generous, kind man, and it's a great resource. There are things that you would never find on Netflix or, you know, on your torrent sites, what have you, at Black Dog. So I'm very grateful that Black Dog is still around, and I'll be out at the Canby Street store on Saturday helping to fet the greatness that is Black Dog Video, and there's a commercial drive store as well, so check that out. So I'm going to play the song Videotapes, and then we're going to hear a couple of bands that are playing Shindig this week. Here we go. Here is Blouse.
You never wandered into Yeah.
little outro there. All right. That was The Herms from Berkeley, California, from a new outstanding compilation that Castleface Records has put out called Dropout Volume 1. That was the song Dropout, and it's a collection of singles and rarities and all sorts of things, but I like it a lot. Very good stuff from The Herms. Before that, we heard Miens? M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. Not sure, but some very nice math rock goodness there. That's the song TriStar. Miens are going to be playing at Shindig this coming Tuesday, next week, the 22nd, and they're going to be up against Zen Mystery Fog, who we heard just before Miens from their 7-inch Raccoon. That's going to be quite the battle. Those are both very good bands. Ben Lai bringing it, bringing some toughness into the first round. Good stuff. Zen Mystery Fog have a new album in the can. It's coming out soon. In doing some research here in the studio, I saw that they posted a bunch of tracks, so you can go find those. I didn't find them until after I had started playing Raccoon. So you got an older 7-inch, but a very good 7-inch. That was part of the single-sided singles series put out by Kingfisher Blues. And a great photo of McLeod's books on the cover. And at the top there, we heard videotapes by the band Blouse from Portland. Reminder, this Saturday is Independent Video Store Day, and you should go out and rent some movies. The weird stuff, the nunsploitation movies that you won't find on Netflix and other bizarre treats. Yeah, there's lots of weird and wonderful things that you can find if you go to a video store. All right, tonight, the hometown show for Japandroids. They are coming back to town after several months of touring and doing playing giant shows. And they're playing at the Biltmore, which is very cool. It's you know, they could play a much larger venue, but I it's admirable that they're playing a small venue, and the tickets are sold out, clearly. But I hope everyone that does have a ticket is going to have a lot of fun tonight. So we're going to hear the song Younger Us from their most recent album released last year called Celebration Rock. And after that, debuting a new track by Tough Age, who are going to be opening for Japandroids tonight. Tough Age's self-titled album is coming out next month on Mint Records. The world premiere of another song was on Dunkin' Donuts. I interviewed Jarrett, and he let me play one of the other. I can't recall the name of the song right now. But this will be the third song that you'll have heard from the new album, and it is great. It's going to do gangbusters. Congratulations to Tough Age on recording such a great album, and to Jay Arner for producing it or recording it or whatever he does, helping make it happen. Yeah, so Tough Age are playing both the Vancouver and the Victoria show with Japandroids. Then they're playing with Death at the beginning of November. And then during the Get Down, Fall Down festival in mid-November, they're going to be formally releasing their record. So let's give that a listen without further ado. This is the song Younger Us. Throw it out to my friend Becky Sandler. The good song. Here, Younger Us. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hey, that was Neo Boys. That was Neo Boys from Portland, from the brand new compilation Sooner or Later, a collection of their singles and all sorts of things. They were active in the 70s and 80s, and K Records has collected all their stuff on a new double LP called Sooner or Later, 45 tracks. Pretty great. And that was the song Never Comes Down. Before that, we heard Tough Age with their great new track, The Heart of Juliet Jones, which debuted on MTV Hive. So good for them. That record's out in November, and if you are lucky enough to have tickets to Japandroids tonight, you can go see Tough Age live. And they are battle hardened. They did a tour in August, and I heard them shortly after that, and they are tight right now. And forevermore, but and before that too. I don't know what I'm saying. And at the top, we heard Japandroids from their album A Celebration Rock, the song Younger Us. And I was just reminiscing, and maybe this makes me sound like a jerk, but I think the last time I saw Japandroids was at the Biltmore during a swap meet that was there, and there was like 10 people there. It's remarable how you know, a few years can change things. And I was eating a pulled pork sandwich. Quinamori had put on this excellent swap meet. Yeah, it was a fun set. And yeah, but tonight it's sold out. All right, just about 15 minutes left here. I'm going to play a guy from Toronto. His name is Jay Holy. And I really like his new EP called Skeletor. We're going to hear the song Postmodern Medusa, and yeah, just weird synthy pop. What more could you ask for? And then after that, we're going to hear some John Mouse, the master of weird synthy pop music. Here is Jay Holy from Skeletor. Here is Postmodern Medusa on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. That's not right. This is the song I want. Here we go. Thank you.
Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Thank you.
We're going to curtail that a little bit. You're listening to Doldrums from his new album, Lesser Evil. The song Egypt. Good news on the Egypt front. John Grayson and Tarek were released. Good news. Glad they're back safe and sound. Before that, we heard John Mouse from his A Collection of Rarities and Previously Unreleased Material, the song Bennington. So good. Before that, we heard Jay Holy from Toronto from his EP Skeletor, the song Postmodern Medusa. That's going to do it for this show. Stay tuned. Hannah's back with Chips and Dip. So she'll be playing all the hot tunes you want to know about up next. After that, Robin with Ink Studs and a whole great afternoon of programming here on CITR. Stay tuned. Going to close out with a new remix that Jay Arner has done of one of his songs, Midnight on South Granville. He's currently playing with his band in New York for CMJ in the middle of a giant tour. Good luck to him and to Cult Babies, who are on tour with him, on a fruitful rest of your tour. And I will, we'll close out with this brand new remix. Here we go. Here is Jay Arner with his remix of Midnight on South Granville. I will see you next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that was just Dunkin' Donuts. Now is the start of Chips and Dip. I'm your host, Hannah. I was just gone for 2 weeks, but I'm